Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Bird Show.
We were talking, just a minute ago about the, going back to, probably elementary school and even a little middle school. And I was watching on TV, one of those like 80s, Fast Times at Ridgemont High movies or whatever.
Classics.
Tracy, you can go stand near Bert.
Ooh.
Bring it.
Uh-oh, we have places.
So I thought...
Places, people.
Stage left, even.
I thought of a contest, kind of like a bet, that we could do. And I'll need Crash and Melissa to share a microphone. And then, Jen, if you could come over here.
Okay.
Because this is a team.
This is...
we have to share a microphone, or can we just go close to Melissa?
This is just Party Pocket Bit.
Hey, Jeff, I hope that this has
Show
nothing to
hands.
Do with naming as many people as you can think of from high school, because I graduated with 19.
Show
no,
hands.
We're good.
All right.
Crash, put hands on the table, honey.
Hands on the table. Oh. For the guys, women, you can do whatever you want with
this
your hands.
This isn't a Touch Me RIP game.
Now, here's...
No, you didn't. Oh, my God. You are that uncle.
What is the matter
you
with you?
You are the uncle that kids are scared to go
what
see.
What is the matter with you?
I don't know what I said
Melissa, do you want Phil Tarana instead?
I was about to say. No, I can handle Crash.
So I'm watching this 80s movie, and I know the guys, this is going to be relatable to all of us, to Jen and Melissa and Tracy. Just so the listeners know, Bert is partnered with our producer, Tracy. Crash and Melissa are on one team, and then Jen and I are on another team.
Okay.
Is this going to be a competition? Because if so, I feel sad for you, because Jen is as competitive as it gets, and Carter over here also.
It's a competition.
Tracy.
And I think it's more, it's more for bragging rights. Like, the guys are going to be the ones to leave with the bragging rights, but the girls are on our team.
I'm afraid of them.
Well, let me explain it. Like, you guys always knew the amount of pressure that would come when you were out on a date and you were kind of fooling around and it came time to unhook the bra.
Oh, boy.
Right?
Okay.
Like, is there any more pressure for a guy than unhooking a bra?
I just now got all sorts of anxiety.
I am so glad the Crash is on my team.
Hey, just Jeff, her bra's already off.
Crash has her bra in his pocket.
I hear the Clint Eastwood music already.
No, it's because Melissa burned hers years ago.
Shouldn't there be like a horse race almost where you and I should be handicapped? Because is obviously
like,
the favorite.
I envision Crash doing something like this.
Yeah.
It's off.
Yeah.
Bam, right through the shirt.
We're
right.
Office mates, and Crash has been trying to get my bra off for years, so he's going to be speedy on this.
Am I safe to assume that all women here have a bra that clasped in the back this morning?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
You
Tracy
don't have a bra on at
in
all?
The front. Ursula!
Oh, no. Winner!
Well, guess what? The new intern's getting broken in. Oh, hers is in the front,
hers
too.
Hers is in front, too.
Well, looks like it's between
let's
you
get
and
Leslie
Crash.
Fram.
I'm not going.
We need somebody in the building with a back-clasping bra.
What about Mandy?
How about Mandy?
Intern Mandy might have one.
Mandy? She's got one.
She's got one. Here she comes.
Oh, this would be fun.
Mandy, you're on Bird's team. Sorry,
wow,
Tracy.
That's a hell of a switch between Tracy and Ethan. Wow.
I'm stunned that Jeff has come up with it. This is a race to unhook our bras.
Yeah,
is that
you're
what
stunned
it is?
By this?
Yeah. Yeah, so I think what we'll do is we'll do a countdown, and then we will all attempt to unhook the
Now, do we have
two hands? One hand or both?
Yeah.
Two hands.
What do you guys
want to
do?
I think it should be a one-handed
contest. One-handed thing, because when you were making out back in the day,
the other hand all over here.
Okay, now do we have to be facing you guys or back to you?
Yeah, how are we doing this?
No, I think we...
Facing, I think, right? So then I mean, it should be as authentic as possible.
Yeah, Jeff, it's your game. How did you envision this?
I feel like I'm in seventh grade. I'm getting sweaty palms.
And I'm sitting here going, how do I tell him I'm gay? How do I tell him I'm gay?
There is absolutely no reason that I'm not going to be here till Jeff Miles comes on. I'm taking my time. I finally get to go up Melissa's shirt. I'm not getting out fast.
So are we all in agreement that Crash probably will win this?
Oh, yeah, he'd be that hands-on favorite.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
No, because
I haven't had to do this in a long time.
Well, you don't understand.
you probably did this just 2 weeks ago.
My Neanderthalic brain knows not foreplay. Gunga wants sex? No, bra.
We both have children. You understand this is just all about business, right? And I know the sexual tension that's been going on between you and I. At this point, let's try to put that aside. Okay?
So this is... now here are
people. Oh, wait. Where's Phil?
Oh, Phil
needs to be in on this.
He doesn't have anybody's...
he doesn't wear a bra, Jen. Those stand up like that on their own.
Yeah.
Oh, that's me. And Jeff should be talking. What?
All right, so are we all... If we're going to put money in, are we betting on Crash?
Oh, I would bet on Crash.
I wouldn't.
Sure.
I'm telling you.
This is so bizarre.
Do we face
this
you
like
or
a
not? Yeah,
that moment on the Bird Show.
This is weird. You're, this is worse than the football kissing game.
You make the rules.
This
I don't care.
This is weird.
I think we get in position. So like Jen would stand right in front of me.
See, okay. I don't think this is a real fair competition, and I hope I'm not being insensitive.
I mean, if
here.
You wanted to do it really fair, we technically should be in the backseat of my 1986 Mercury Marquis.
Help!
Fecal finder. I'm just saying that there are some bras when with women with smaller breasts have less clasps than women with larger breasts, correct?
Oh, that's yeah. right. You could be here all day with hers.
And Mandy here.
I have huge boobs.
Yeah, she's got huge boobs. So this, I've got more obstacles to go around than y'all do.
Oh, it's
yeah.
a luck you of the draw. Speak.
I mean, Jeff, okay. you really have very few obstacles.
All Jeff has to do is yeah. sneeze, and Jen's going to come off.
How do you get off a training bra?
Now, that's insensitive.
It's like a sports bra. You have to take it over my head.
You got to get over the romper room tag first.
My little bra.
It's not even an A. It's almost an A is the size.
Come on.
No,
now.
It's not really.
It's like teaspoons with material on them.
But I'm sure she... Yeah, whatever. Go ahead.
All right.
Hey, Melissa, when's the last time a man removed your bra?
Yeah, I can't remember.
So
if ever.
Here's what we'll do is we'll do a countdown. And then it'll be on your mark, get set, go. And then it'll be 1, 2, 3, go. We all go on go.
Okay.
And then... it's the
well, we raise our hand.
Wait,
when
Phil has to officiate. Phil, no, you got to be the referee.
No, I'm not lifting my shirt to show anybody anything. I think that we raise our hand when we feel that the bra has been unclasped.
How about okay. when the bra is off, we pull it out from the shirt and swing it around?
I can't believe we're doing this.
I can't either.
I can't
this
believe you guys
weird.
Didn't even fight it. You instantly got up, came right over to us. Jeff said what the rules were, and
well,
you guys were like, all right,
based on the vibe of the room and our past conversations, if we said anything against this, you bitch, kid, you women, you get fat.
So here's the deal, we do it,
oh
God.
We do an anti-woman bit, and then God. It's one man gets to have sex with Melissa. And she'll do it just to not be a bit killer.
Right.
All right, we ready?
You ready to do this? You can't have your hands like that. I can't get
I got to go up your shirt there, hot stuff.
Right.
So I'm going to do one.
Jessica, this is his idea.
You were the only man
Ryan's asleep, right?
Yeah. Who has okay. touched my bra besides my husband.
Well, you're the only woman in 10 years that I
So I'm going to do 1, 2, 3, go, and then we all, so it'll be
God.
1, 2, 3.
This is really awkward. Yeah.
Melissa's already got her hand on my shoulder.
I know, look at her. She's like, take me, big boy.
I'm competitive. We're going to win this thing.
Now, we're using two hands, as many as we want, right?
No, just one hand.
Oh, it's one hand? Okay.
Yeah. One hand. Does
it matter that I have a boo-boo on my finger?
I'm going right.
You're going
like
right.
that.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
Okay.
I'm going on this one. You ready?
I'm really nervous about this. Okay.
You ready?
Yep.
Is anybody else feeling the 7th grade tension? Or
yes!
ninth, 10th grade tension?
Totally.
Where you're like...
Okay. Ready?
You sure we're all ready?
Yeah.
I'm taking my time.
Hey, Mandy, was this in the intern description?
If it wasn't, write it in.
Okay, go.
All right. Ready?
You ready?
Yeah.
Right. 1, 2, 3, go.
I don't want to, like...
Oh, God.
I can't...
Oh, Jeff's done.
Jeff's done.
Yeah!
I couldn't get you.
Oh, I can't tell you how awkward that was. I couldn't get anywhere near it. I wasn't even close.
Oh, I got one. I got one.
You got one.
I got one.
I didn't even get one.
I got one. Damn.
Wait, hold on.
I can't high five Jen because she's getting dressed.
Jeff, let me just ask a question.
He was actually really good at it, you guys.
Yeah, I didn't even get one unclasped.
What sparked? I'm just curious where how you came up with this contest.
I was watching some stupid, movie that was running like in one of those marathon things on cable. And one of the scenes in the movie was a guy just trying to unhook the girl's bra. And it was just very funny because he kept doing it and kept doing it. And I'm like, oh, my God, I remember I used to be pretty good at that.
No, I'll tell you what this is all about. This is Jeff getting, the sexual harassment handbook 2 weeks ago and trying to figure out how to get around
it. Right.
How can I still touch boob and say it's a bit?
Well, you know what they say, the old urban legend, myth, or whatever, is when you have a bra that's just your basic two clasper, you take your thumb and your finger and you put them in between and you snap your fingers and that moves them both at the same time. That's exactly the technique I did to Melissa, but the tag got in the way. But basically, that's what you do.
I never could get it right. I was always stumbling and bumbling, and finally I had to use both hands.
Yeah, you just kind of give it the old side to side.
Then there's that awkward moment where you realize you can't get it done, and she realizes you can't get it done,
so she starts to take it off for you.
That totally reminds me of one movie that came to mind, like The Animal House, when he was like, remember when he was just pulling and tugging and
on the toilet paper,
tried to cut it with the scissors. Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, is there anything worse? And I shouldn't have asked the question, but is there anything worse than you going for the back and having it be a front, and you're searching, you're rubbing the back, you're looking for the clasp, and then the girl,
nowhere.
It's in the front, right?
And of course, she has to wait to tell you because she always loves for the guy to have to do a little searching and sweat a little bit.
Good morning, all the hits, Q100.
Hey, Bert, how's it going? This is Jeremiah.
Hey, Jeremiah.
I wanted to give you a lesson on how to unhook a bra from the back.
Okay.
Pick somebody, I guess, and get in front of them.
I'm going to coach you step by step.
Here we go again.
Go ahead.
Intern Mandy.
Oh, my God.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, take your left hand and put it around her back and stick your index finger between the bra strap and her back, right underneath right behind where it clips.
Got it. I'm there.
Now take your middle finger and your thumb and squeeze around your index finger to kind of make a little bow in the bra where the clasp is.
Yep, not working.
And then you take your finger out and it it's like a little bit of slack and it just pops it right open.
Yeah, it's not.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Let's see what you got.
Do you have the one or two class where you have like the four shotter?
It's just two.
Just two?
Yeah.
What was yours, Carter? One or two?
Two.
Mine was two. Jeff did snap, snap.
Very nicely done.
Very well done. Very good, Jeff.
Okay, everybody, let's rotate.
The Bert Show.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
For those of you that don't know, let's be honest, is we all come in here with questions for each other, but they're anonymous, and they're pretty, they're questions that are basically designed to make you squirm. All right, so Jeff has a whole
pot
full of questions.
It's a terracotta pot. With Q100 painted on it. How appropriate.
This is our official Let's Be Honest pot. It's logoed. So.
And we've all agreed that we will answer these questions honestly.
Right.
And the last time we did this, it got really ugly because the questions were really hard, and they made you squirm, and they hurt people around us, so we swore it off and then decided to bring it back.
The one I pulled, I'm going to set aside because we have to get Crash. It was for Crash.
Okay.
But the one that fell out while I was pulling it was for Melissa.
I'm a little nervous about these. I got to be honest with you. I'm just close to peeing.
This one's for me, so I'll let Jen ask.
Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
It says, if you could have lost your virginity to someone you have met since, who would it be and why?
I think it's an easy question. Yeah, you got a softball there. That's cool.
Jessica Simpson.
Oh, do celebrities count?
Does it say they don't?
Oh, I think this was a question from the women trying to get you. Is this trying to corner him into an answer that would get him in trouble with Jessica?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so. So you would have lost your virginity to Jessica Simpson. Why?
Hello?
Jessica Simpson.
Yeah.
Hi.
And not because she was a virgin, too?
No.
Oh, okay.
Because she looks like Jessica Simpson.
Don't have to say anything more as far as I'm concerned.
There you go.
Huh? Yeah, note to Jeff. You should have said Jessica Dollar.
We need to get a bigger pocket. Jeff's hand doesn't fit in that thing.
Okay. Hey, this is Crash's question. It's over there. Bert?
Yep. Bring it.
It's an election year, and you are running for president. Which member of the show do you choose as your running mate, and why?
Oh, that's a good one.
Boy, that is good.
That's
really
good. That's a good question.
Who would I choose as my running mate, and why? Well, I can't have Melissa because 3/4 of the country wouldn't allow a gay vice president. So, Melissa, I love you, but I can't. I'm not that progressive yet, and I really want the presidency.
Uh-huh. I'm going to say you can't go with Jen because of the Howard Dean incident. I think she's prone to outbursts like that.
Now, I couldn't pick Crash because inevitably, you know, Crash has something in his past that would come out and be public that would ruin our candidacy.
Or he would be drunk at a debate.
Or he'd be drunk at a debate, right.
The debate buzz.
Right. Jeff, I would be scared to have you as the vice president because I'd always feel like there was some kind of phone scam around the corner or some manipulation going on that was going to make me look like an ass on national television.
Hey, Osama Bin Laden's on the phone. Psych.
So I think I would have to go with Jen Hobby as the woman that could do the most politically correct of anybody and probably walk the line. I'd go with Jen Hobby then, I think, as my vice president.
Yeah, but as soon as they dig up my past, you're screwed.
Go to your house and find 12 jackrabbits.
You are screwed, dude. You should have just picked producer Tracy because she's kind of the innocent one.
See, it's the innocent ones you got to watch out for, you know. And then it's not her background I'm worried about. You have to take a look at your spouse's and girlfriend's and boyfriend's background, too. And I know that Scott guy's into some weird crap.
I got to find Crash's.
He is kind of creepy looking. If you look, at him in the hallways, and he's always got that tilt to his head.
Yeah, so, Jen, you're the vice president.
All right.
Hang on, I got a question for Crash, but I put it back in. Oh, here it is. Question for Crash.
No, I'm not drunk right now. Next story.
Let's be honest.
Okay.
For Crash. I don't like this question.
Oh, read it.
I don't care. Nothing can hurt my feeling. I'm an armadillo.
That's just a way of saying it's too easy.
Right. No, it's not.
Oh.
If you had to sleep with the significant other of someone on the Bert show.
Oh, wow.
It would be Ryan. I've always wanted to do a rock star, baby.
I said he is a pretty man, man. He is a pretty man.
Who would you choose and why?
Instantly, I would do Stacy.
Really?
Oh, she's too cute. She's little. She's petite. I'd throw her around. I'd manhandle her. I would.
I'm comfortable with this.
Don't get me wrong. And it's funny because I mean, Jessica, you're very beautiful. I love you to death and everything. It's just that there's just something about Stacy that I think she's just ultra cute and sexy.
By the way, I don't think Lee's ever coming home now because of that answer.
Hey, you want the truth?
What you're saying is Stacy can get done. Now, I forgot how we did this, dude. Are we, like, I draw Bert again, so do I ask him again? Or
no,
you gotta
dig for one for Melissa, right?
That would really be nice.
I thought you had one for me.
I think everybody should have to ask. Yeah, answer.
Yeah, everybody.
I think everybody should just get one.
You've gone or no?
No, I have not.
All right,
gone.
So Melissa and Jen are left?
Yup.
Melissa.
Yes.
Oops.
I'm very flattered, by the way.
You're welcome.
Be gentle with her a little bit.
I will.
Bring her back just so I can, over the next couple of months, she'll heal.
Hey, you're the one that's buffing up there, big guy.
It'll take a while for it.
I know.
Oh my God.
Jen.
See? Well, she's not used to anything like that.
Right.
There's your vice president right there. Yeah.
Melissa, yes. If a caller to the show retold the story of yours and not Lisa's breakup with every detail that you and she know.
Okay.
Would you think the end of the relationship was more the fault of not Lisa or you?
Oh.
And it was equal is not a possible answer.
Wow.
That is written by one Jeff Dollar, hands down.
So a listener knows the entire story. Not just what I said on the air.
The 100% truth.
I mean, not that what I said on the air was a lie, but...
With every detail that you and she know.
For those of you in the office now, you know, we've never revealed not Lisa's... identity.
No.
If she's if there's anybody in the office right now,
no,
turning
that's not
up,
fair.
Turning
that's
up,
not fair.
Turning
stop.
Up the radio or the computer
stop, stop,
could
stop,
be
stop.
Her.
Stop. That's not fair.
If you're on the phone with someone and all of a sudden they stop,
that could be not Lisa.
No. There's somebody Blanche in your office right now. I'm about to pass out.
If books come whizzing over your head from your the partner in your next cubicle, that could be not Lisa.
The only reason I'm going to say, because part of me wants to say me. I'd say me.
It's called Let's Be Honest.
Yeah, I'd say me.
Why?
Because I think that, you know, the true reason for our breakup is because of how things evolved after the illness. You know, like during the illness, our relationship was on a certain, at a certain speed. You know, it was at a, you know, had a certain routine going. And then after surgery, I'm the one that, you know, totally changed my vibe, my, you know, my actions, my, because, you know, of course, you know, I had a new lease on life and I would wanted to do all kinds of stuff. And I'm the only one that had that perspective of facing death and then coming out on the other side. And at least I didn't have that. So I would put the blame on me because I'm the one that initiated the change in momentum in our relationship. So I'd say me.
So, all right. It just almost seems like you're blaming your illness, which you really
I'm not.
You
no,
you can't blame that. I mean,
but I'm not. I'm answering the question.
Oh, I know.
I'm not blaming the illness, but that's how that's reality. That's what happened.
Okay. Your perspective is different after the illness.
It has nothing to do with somebody else coming in our life. It has nothing else to do with the fact that we got in a fight over something that you know. Everything had to do with the fact that we didn't know how to handle how different our relationship was after I got well than before I got
well. It has nothing to do with that manipulating, no good, cheating SOB woman named
I don't know who you're talking about, but that's not Lisa.
So right now, if there's someone walking through the office going, I'm a not a no good, no good, that might be not Lisa. So
anyway, Melissa just had to say the sentence, that's not Lisa.
Yeah.
Me. Are you still hurting by the whole thing?
I'm a lot better. Yeah. I'm a lot better because I think once I started letting go, because she let go before I did, and once I started letting go, I feel a lot not as I don't know, it doesn't feel as heavy as it did before.
What
it was just kind of funny that you actually said that. Are you still hurting?
You're still hurting by the whole
thing?
Yeah.
I can fight it in Bert a lot. Not as much. I mean, I think I still have that cautious attitude going forward, but I'm not hurting. Regarding her as much as I was.
Right.
Well, I know she's getting better because I was changing in our office that we share and she took a double take at me. So things are getting better, kids.
I can't believe how small it was.
Yeah. You're like
that was the back hair she was studying, not your ass.
She wondered how you got that swirl.
So the last man standing is one Jen Hobby.
Oh, here come the tears.
Oh, boy.
Here we go. Yeah. Get ready.
If you guys can't make fun of me anymore because I get really mean emails from people.
All right, here's
what do
your
you
question.
Mean, when we talk about how sensitive you are?
Yes, I get really mean emails from people after we talk about how sensitive I am.
Well, you need like to what, suck it up a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, like really vicious, mean ones.
Like what,
really?
For example?
Really?
Like saying what?
I don't know. I could pull up one from yesterday. It was really mean.
What was the tone of it?
It was like, first of all, they registered the domain name can'tstandjenhobby@yahoo.com.
Oh, God, who would choose that? That's just God. Mean.
Yeah, and then they
what
said
what time were you on the computer yesterday, Jeff?
And they just said really mean stuff. It's funny because that person and like two or three others always email every time you guys talk about how much I cry on the radio or whatever. They're like, bad. Oh, you suck. Shut up.
They're just jealous you're married.
Will you please send me an email from the address can'tstandjenhobby.com because that's funny to me.
Well, and I always think it's my old boss anyway. So.
Oh, could be. It could be now to think about.
You know.
He's got plenty of time to register your email address.
Uh-huh.
What do you do in the privacy of your own home that you would never, ever do in front of us for fear of endless ridicule?
Oh, I bet you've got a fistful of these.
Oh, endless ridicule. I
bet the answer involves the phrase fistful.
That I would never do in front of you guys?
Yeah, you know, like when we did Am I Normal? And that woman called up and she said before the Academy Awards, she gives a speech in her own house.
Yeah.
Or the woman that called up and said that she likes to tie herself up before her husband gets home and be rescued when he walks through the door. That kind of thing.
Yeah, not that weird. That was weird. I'm trying to think of something good because I'm sure there's a bunch of these. But the first two that came to my mine were that I can like sit in the, I can like seriously sit in the mirror for like hours and like analyze and reanalyze like my eyebrows and like every little hair on my face. And like seriously, like I have, this is really gross. I have like man hairs that like come up on my face. And so I'm always checking it out to make sure that I can like pluck the random man hairs that come out of my face.
I dated a chick like that one time and we went skiing and the snowflakes were getting stuck in on her cheeks because of all the hair on her face.
No, it wasn't. It's not a lot.
That happens to Jen when she eats a powdered donut.
No. I'm just saying there's like one or two sprout.
Yeah, and man hairs are different than peach fuzz. Peach fuzz is the little blonde.
No, peach fuzz is a different thing.
Man hairs
is like a coarse black hair. Man hair, like the fly hair.
Now that I think about it.
Yes, exactly.
You're going to snip them.
Like, from future I will check my face every single day when I get home from work just to make sure one of those man hairs hasn't popped up.
For future reference, that's called a face pube.
Is it?
A face pube. Oh, and if you have
them, if you get them on your nipples, they're nipple snakes.
I think that might be a good time to...
By the way, performing at Music Midtown this year, face pubes and nipple snakes on the same stage.
That's a weird thing, right?
That's pretty weird, yeah. I like the after 8:30
Addendum
show.
To question, do you have any nipple snakes?
That is funny. Every once in a while, yeah.
That is funny.
Neat.
But I checked for those, too. It's all about plucking.
That's your introduction to Let's Be Honest.
Hey, I gotta go home and pluck my nipple snakes.
Get it? The Bert Show.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
In case you didn't get a chance to hear the entire conversation on Friday, in case you just heard about this from your friends over the weekend or you heard our promo running over the weekend, you don't know exactly what's going on, here is, in 5 minutes, this is, we'll flash back to Friday. This is Sarah on The Bert Show on All the Hits Q100.
Sarah, your coworker Jason called us up earlier this morning, and he was telling us that we think that you have a really bad plan going down for your husband at the Super Bowl, and you have his ticket, but you've decided to hold out on him and not send it down there to teach him a lesson.
That's right.
So that's all accurate.
So Jason just like overheard you telling friends at the office this story?
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure people at the office have been talking about it, especially guys, you know, because people have giving me a hard time about it, but...
We're all trying to think what possibly he could have done over and over and over again for you to take such a drastic action like this, because this is, I mean, this is really going to be hurtful. You know that.
Oh, you know what? I do know that, but that's, you know, unfortunately, the situation that he's presented for himself. You know what I mean?
Well, not really. That's why we're calling you. What is the situation?
I've been married a year and a half to him, and he's great in every way, except... when it comes to, I guess, like, you know, adult house responsibilities, he really can't figure it out. And that's just a huge part of a marriage, in my opinion, and a huge part of a life with someone. But, you know, no one really understands what it's like to live with him. He basically, he starts things and doesn't finish them.
Like, nothing. What are we talking about? What
he kind can't of- finish anything.
What kind of projects are we talking about him not finishing around the house?
Off the bat, okay, we have a loose tile in the entryway, okay? We've had it since we bought the place. It's a loose tile. It drives me nuts. He started work on the porch, on the back porch. Never finishes it.
So what?
He never does the dishes. We will finish dinner, he'll put his dishes by the sink and doesn't wash them. He'll go to the freezer and use up all the ice cubes as the ice cube trays. And never refills them. He'll leave out his tools to fix something, and he just leaves them out, you know, and I end up picking them up. He can never, ever keep his office or the garage clean. It's like a pigsty. It's disgusting.
So have you spoken with him about these items that you've listed, and what has his response been on that?
Constantly we speak about it. his big thing is, you know what, you know, I love you, but, you know, I'm sorry, I don't have time. I got, you know, oh my God, I got so busy, I forgot. That's the big thing. I'm sorry, I'm so busy, I just forgot. I forgot to refill this, or I forgot to do the dishes, or I forgot to work on the porch, or everything. You know, he's supposed to, like...
Okay, he's kind of irresponsible. He starts projects, he doesn't finish.
And you've talked to him about it, and he doesn't respond.
Okay, so that's the history here.
And this man is a faithful husband to you and treats you with respect.
Yes.
So why, again, my question, why this weekend?
Because nothing else will get through to him. To make him see that this is going to affect me in the marriage in the long run.
You are going to lose this guy. You are going to lose a great guy.
Do you have the ticket in front of you, or do you know what kind of seat it is in the arena in Houston?
It's in a corporate section.
It's going to be a good seat.
Do you know what corporate section or where it is?
No, it's just a corporate section. I know nothing about it. He told me it's like 12 rows back off the 40-yard line.
Oh, my God. Good morning, Annette.
Sarah, you have been married for a year and a half. I have been married for 21 years. Trust me, you keeping your husband's ticket while he's down with his friends causing embarrassment and unnecessary heartache behind some projects that have not been completed. He's only been married to you a year and a half. Remember, a year before this, he didn't even have projects. Give the guy a chance. This situation will stink like a skunk under the coffee table in your living room for the rest of your marriage. Well, you cannot imagine the kind of harm that you are causing your relationship because you are upset about projects.
No,
you cannot marry him. Look, those guys that finish projects all the time are the guys that are on the tool show, the handyman show. That's not real life. Everybody's husband doesn't complete a project every time they start it. Give the guy a chance. But this is going to stink in your marriage if you have one after this forever.
Wow. I'm sorry, I've made my decision. I mean, I'm just going to give back to him exactly what he gives to me right now.
Hey, Angela, you're on all the hits, Q100. Try to talk some sense into Sarah here.
Sarah, Matt is not your child. He is your husband. He left the house. It's not like he took off the toilet to replace it, and that's the only toilet she had and didn't put it back on. She has a house. She is well taken care of.
And you have said here, right, Sarah, that he's great in every other way.
Yes.
Every other way you love this guy is perfect.
You know what? I think like it's hard because people don't understand. It's not like I want to do this, but I really...
You're such a parent.
Sarah, I think...
I'm constantly getting the, I'm sorry, I'm too busy, I forgot. And I really feel that I need to throw that back in his face at this point because I'm sick of it.
I hope you enjoyed the year and a half you were married.
Can we call you on Monday and at least find out how everything went? You got to be honest with us about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello, Holly. Did you talk about Sarah all weekend at your Super Bowl parties?
Yeah, that's what I was just getting finished telling my mother-in-law about it.
And what do you think she did?
I think she's terrible. I mean, if you have kids or you have a man, that's what you do. When she has kids, she's going to pick up after her kids. I mean, you guys, terrible. I mean,
if you have kids and you have a man, that's just what you do.
Just finish their projects that they get started, right?
Hey Holly, do you think she sent him the ticket or do you think he went without?
I think she's sending the ticket if she's decent.
All right, cool. Thanks, Holly.
She's a decent woman. She sent that ticket.
Hey, Sarah.
Hello.
Anything you'd like to share with us about this weekend?
No, I mean, I stuck to my decision. No, I went to work on Friday after I had been, you know, talking to you, and everybody was talking about it, trying to talk me out of it, you know, just friends and even people that I didn't know, you know, would kind of try to throw in their two cents. I got so many phone calls from people I don't even remember meeting or knowing. My mother from Tampa called me.
Oh, really?
And I don't even know how she found out. I got a lot of phone calls, but I stuck to my decision. And I think that, you know, it's my relationship, you know. I know better than anyone else how to work it. I do. Even though everyone else thinks they know. So anyway, on Friday, you know, that's what happened. But I decided to stick to my decision. Saturday, you know, I... You know,
I went shopping. I avoided calls. Friday night, I went out. Actually, Friday night, I went out with my girlfriends, and they all agreed with me. Every one of them agreed with what I was doing and supported what I was doing. Saturday, I shopped. I avoided phone calls. I just couldn't take the phone calls anymore.
Just out of curiosity, percentage-wise, how many of the girlfriends you were out with are married?
Two of them. I was out with five girls.
And they all, and it was unanimous? Like, none of them said to you, Sarah, you might be going a little too far?
One of the married girls tried to talk me out of it at first. Mm-hmm. But then she saw my point.
Okay.
So Saturday you went shopping to avoid...
Avoided phone calls as best as I could. Sunday, I literally turned my phone off.
Well, I know you're trying to avoid the phone calls from, you know, the people... your friends, whatever, trying to convince you to send the tickets, but did you avoid the phone calls from your husband as well?
I knew he wouldn't call.
I'm kind of curious because, like, as of Friday, my perception was that Matt wasn't aware of what was about to happen, the fact that he wasn't going to get a ticket. So I'm curious.
Did he call you and say, where's my ticket?
How did he find out and what the, you know...
You know what? I wouldn't even know because I did not want to talk to him.
Okay, so you haven't talked to Matt all weekend?
No, but here's the kicker. Mm-hmm. See, now this is where I'm getting... This is why I'm getting skeptical. On Friday, during the day at work, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm sitting at my desk and what arrives but 2 dozen pink and white roses. Sent to my work, okay?
From Matt?
From Matt. Saying, I love you and I miss you. Obviously... I think he was buttering me up. I think he found out. I think he was buttering me up. I think he was trying to get his ticket because he knew what I was going to do. Mm-hmm. I had talked to him on Friday. So I didn't talk to him, you know, over the weekend, which I considered more Saturday and Sunday. But I had talked to him on Friday, mm-hmm. about a half an hour after he had sent me the flowers. And he didn't say a word about the ticket, about where is it, nothing.
So you don't know if he knew or didn't know?
I don't know.
Hold on. People want to talk to you. Not surprising. Hey, Chris?
Yes.
Go ahead. She's on.
Hey, Sarah. I'm just curious. Do you ever get outside and help him dig the holes for the trees that he plants when he does the landscaping outside? Do you ever rake the leaves for him? Do you ever get out there and help him bag up the grass clippings when it's 155 degrees outside? You know, women kill me with the expectations of a man having outside duties at the house. But yet, you also want us to come inside and fold the laundry and do the dishes. And also wanted to know, when you have kids, do you expect your husband to raise your child in like 2 weeks? I mean, because this is an ongoing project.
I do help him as best as I can. Obviously, I don't get out on my hands and knees because that's what he does. That's what he, you know.
Apparently, he's not doing it, so maybe you should.
When do you think you'll talk to Matt, again? Do you think you'll talk to him today, or?
Oh, I'm sure I will. I'm sure I'll talk to him today.
Because I'm curious as how to, because obviously this was done for, you did this for a reason, and I'm wondering how you're going to approach that reason or how that initial conversation is going to take place. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, I'm sure he'll call me when I'm at work, and I'm not going to be able to talk. So, you know, we're going to have to wait till I get home.
Is he coming home today?
Yeah, when does he fly home?
He flies back today.
Okay.
All right. I know you've heard this all before. Can we each read you an email that we got?
Sure.
I got one from a woman who titled her email, Sarah, Wife from Hell. And it says, my husband and I have been married for 11 years for a reason in all caps and then also in other all caps. We don't pull stunts on each other like this. If Sarah thinks that her husband is going to run home and fix that stupid porch and tell her that now he sees the light and that he's going to most definitely do the dishes from now on, she lives in la-la land in all caps.
And there was a woman by the name of Anne who sent an email that said, I've never been so bent on contacting a radio station as I am today. Is that woman effing nuts? What a prima donna. Send the man his ticket and deal with your lame ass issues later. How smug is she? She knows he loves her, but not for long. And guess what? Every year around January, the Super Bowl issue will come up all over again if they are still together.
You know what? Again, everyone else thinks they know how to run my relationship.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's fine. Everyone can have their opinions. Obviously, I'm still talking to you, so I don't mind, you know, hearing it or talking about it. But
I do commend Sarah for that.
I know it's. Yeah, hold on, Sarah. We're gonna read you one more email, then we'll let you go. Okay.
Okay.
Hey, Jeff and Bert. My name is Kyle. blank, and the woman you had on my radio this morning was my sister Sarah. I just wanted to let you know that nobody in her family agrees with what she is doing. As a matter of fact, nobody even knew this was happening until we all started calling each other about 8 a.m. on Friday to turn on Q100. I spoke to her right after she got to work, and she was as stubborn with me as she was with all of your listeners who called in and all of you guys. There's no getting through her thick skull about how she wasn't teaching a lesson to her husband as much as she was asking for a divorce. I don't know that I have ever been as frustrated as I was with her Friday, and I've been married 11 years and have 4 kids. Anyway, I thought you'd be interested in knowing that Friday after lunch, I went to Sarah's house, and using the key that she leaves me for when they go out of town, I let myself in. I found the ticket and took it to FedEx and overnighted it to the hotel in Houston where the 6 of them are staying. Long story short, because I know you were busy, he got the ticket and went to the game. I got a message from him on my cell at halftime, and he knows that I hate, because he knows that I hate the Patriots. I don't know if he knows what happened on Friday, and I don't know if I'll tell him. I do plan on letting Sarah know Monday afternoon when the game is safely over what I did.
Oh. Sarah.
This has got to be a joke. That's got to be a joke. It's impossible. That's impossible.
Do you have a brother?
I'm looking at the ticket right now. That's impossible.
Do you have a brother named Kyle?
Yes.
Has he been married 11 years and have 4 kids?
Yes.
And you have the ticket in your hand?
I have the ticket in my... I'm looking at it.
You're looking at the ticket, or you're looking at the envelope the ticket came in?
Oh, hang on. I don't know. Hold on.
Wow. I like Kyle. Are you there?
She's going to get the envelope. This is the longest minute of my life.
And the longest walk back to the phone.
I don't want to say anything because I want to hear what she's going to say in the background.
Time has just stopped for Sarah.
Hello?
Yes?
Hi, Sarah.
You know what? No. This is not...
Is the ticket in the envelope?
No. It's not. You know what? I really don't believe that my brother would do this.
Is the ticket in the envelope?
No. But this has got to be... That could not have been my brother. This has got to be... I think this is some big scheme that you guys planned up or something. Because
okay. I've got... Look at the email is right here.
There's no way we could come into your house, Sarah. We couldn't do that.
I'm so angry right now. This is what I'm talking about. I know how to run my marriage. I know what to do for the situation.
It's not a business, honey. You don't run a marriage. I mean, that's just like the wrong way to look at it. Your marriage is a partnership. You got to support each other.
Well, I know how to be in my marriage and everyone else. And to step into my life, to step into my personal space, my house, without my knowing it, I'm like beside myself. I'm so angry.
Call your brother.
Okay, I'm going to.
All right, Sarah, we're going to let you go.
Thanks for taking the calls, though, Sarah.
Seriously, and thanks for coming on with us.
Okay, bye.
Oh. Yeah! Is it just me, or was that the longest? How long did it take her to get to that envelope and back?
Oh, like 30 seconds or so.
No, it was 90 seconds.
I was sweating.
Oh, my God. So, happy ending.
Hey, Terry.
Hey.
Hey.
I hope Sarah's still listening.
Hey, Sarah.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm all right. I am so glad that the brother saved her marriage, because where I'm from, my ex-husband, listen, Sarah, ex-husband, he didn't cut grass, he didn't wash a dish, he wouldn't do a family outing. He didn't do Nathan. When I tell you nothing, Nathan. She don't understand. If she had a good man that work every day and do this, that. No, don't get me wrong. Now, me and my ex-husband are best friends. But guess what he does now that we're exes? He redid my whole bathroom floor, paint the walls, put the borders up, sister. Y'all don't feel me. He repainted my bathroom. He put the borders up. Please understand me when I tell you.
But you know what you did by making him your ex-husband, Sherry? You know what you did is you put the
friend.
You put the carrot back in front of the horse. Now he's got something to go after.
And she was so selfish that she was going to keep that ticket. She just don't know. I heard about it in a beauty shop over here off of Cascade Road. I said, she did what? I said, see, they need to invite her to the studio and bring another sister or any woman that's been married or going to get married or is married, and let her know. How in the world did she think that she was going to be right if everybody else was telling her how wrong she was? But big ups to her brother. Her brother's wife, she got a good man. She better hold on to him.
Thanks, Sarah.
Sarah, Sad Sack Sarah. That's what we're going to call her. Sad Sack Sarah. Peace out, y'all. Have a blessed day.
You thank too. Sarah. Thank you, and thank to everybody on the in the beauty shop.
Yeah, for talking Road. About it. What beauty shop was it? Plug the shop.
Elite Creations and my hairdresser. We were going to Las Vegas today for her birthday, but I had to stay because I'm getting a new house. See, Sarah, when you do things right, you get good things, sister. Get out there and put a peel in. You peel off the back of the towel and you slap it down, sister. It'll be all right if you help out around the house. You ain't got to go shopping with your friends or something. Do something for your man. He work all day. You do something, girl. She ain't never say nothing that she did, but big ups to her brother.
Big ups one more time to Kyle.
Big ups!
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.